So Gregory Campbell from the DUP, right? Uh-huh. So he recorded a little tribute to the team.
He did.
Given the fact that we've won international radio awards in New York and we've won local awards here, the IPR awards, yes, and all this kind of stuff. Yeah. And he had been writing about this on Facebook and he paid a tribute, which we played yesterday.
Yes, it was very nice to us.
But you see, what people didn't notice, and I only noticed this last night when I went home to my bed.
Right.
And I was listening to Gregory again, as I often do, just before I go to sleep.
He'll be glad to hear that.
When I'm lying in bed. And I kind of boosted the levels.
Right.
And if you boost the levels on this tape.
Okay.
And people wouldn't have heard this yesterday. You can actually just faintly hear Little Princess, his shih tzu, barking in the background.
No, you can't.
I'm telling you, you can. And then there's this woman. I don't know if it was his wife. I don't know who it was. But there's this woman shouting at him in the very middle of this tribute, telling him he's got
to
come down the stairs for
his
breakfast. I'm telling you. Now, look, I've boosted the levels as much as you can.
Okay.
But
this is so you can hear the stuff in the background.
Yeah, and I don't really want to rip Gregory. You know, I don't want to whatever it is, out of Gregory.
Yes.
So just see if you can faintly hear Gregory's little shih tzu princess barking in the background as he records this tribute.
Okay, a few people have asked me about the awards that were given recently to the BBC's Stephen Nolan Show. So I don't want there to be any doubt or any equivocation, despite all the opposition, all the controversial issues I've had with the Stephen Nolan Show over the years. The Nolan Show has achieved significant success.
Come on, Gregory, hurry up. Your breakfast is ready.
So I want to offer my unreserved congratulations to number one, the editor, the producer, the reporters, the content assistants, the studio engineers, the technical assistants, the phone room team, and last, but by no means least, those that make the tea. Congratulations.